report and the strengthening of urban transportation system such as Jakarta's MRT. He emphasized that the Indonesian-Japan strategic partnership will continue to reinforce, particularly in infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and education.
Moving on to the Indonesian government is currently working to repatriate 270 Indonesian citizens allegedly involved in online gambling operations in Myanmar. Director for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Judah Nugraha, stated in Tangerang, Banten on Friday, those Indonesian citizens do not include victims, but also perpetrators of online gambling and human trafficking. He revealed that some of these Indonesian citizens had worked for 2.5 years in the online gambling sector in the Philippines, Laos, and Miawadi, Myanmar. He affirmed that the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs will soon conduct the evacuation process for 92 Indonesian citizens suspected of being victims of human trafficking in Miawadi. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masaki Yasushi hopes cooperation between Indonesia and Japan in all sectors will increase. He highlighted the importance of increasing people-to-people contact between the people of the two countries. Speaking on the occasion of the Emperor's birthday in Jakarta on Thursday, Ambassador Masaki Yasushi hopes the number of Indonesian students continuing their education in Japan will increase.
I think every area we have to enhance, but personally I think human exchange is very important. Now there are many Indonesians who are going to Japan as a student, tourist, and also skilled worker. I think that should be increased. And also, my mission is to increase the number of Indonesian students who will study in Japan. Because in Japan now universities are teaching in English. So you don't need so sophisticated languages of Japanese. There are many universities, so hopefully from now, many Indonesian students choose the Japanese university as a place to study abroad.
In addition to the education sector, Ambassador Masaki Yasushi said Indonesia has a workforce that is greatly needed in Japan, so he hopes cooperation in the workforce sector can also increase. According to him, Indonesia has a highly dedicated workforce. Currently, Indonesian workers in Japan fill the medical service, manufacturing, agriculture, fisheries, and service sectors. At the same occasion, Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masaki Yasushi invited Indonesia and other countries to persuade the United States to reconsider the tariff policies on certain countries. He explained that the Japanese government is paying special attention to the tariff policy imposed by the new U.S. administration.
Well, now the new president of the United States tried to use tariffs as a sort of negotiation. So we have a concern. And China already has been imposed by tariffs, high tariffs. But I don't think it's a very good thing to the world economy. So Japan and Indonesia and the other countries who are based on the multilateral law have to convince to persuade the United States to be based on the rule policy. And also, we should avoid escalation of trade between China or United States or whatever.
U.S. President Donald Trump recently announced a new import tariff policy targeting developing countries, including countries in Southeast Asia. The new policy is said to be a retaliatory measure against developing countries that impose high import tariffs on U.S. goods. Meanwhile, for Indonesia, the United States is one of the largest aluminum export markets. In the period January to August 2024, the Director of Trade Security at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Nathan Kambuno, reported Indonesia's extruded aluminum exports to the U.S. were recorded at $41 million U.S. The export value plummeted compared to the same period in the previous year, namely $79.5 million U.S. We continue with an Iranian film director whose work has been nominated for the Oscars this year said he is interested in collaborating with Indonesian filmmakers in the future. At the opening of Indonesia-Iran Movie Week in Jakarta on Friday, the director, Babak Haceh Pasha, considers both Indonesian and Iranian people have to have many cultural interactions. Pasha stressed the collaboration should involve local stories, so the movies produced have their own identity.
An Iranian film director whose work has been nominated for the Oscars this year said he is interested in collaborating with Indonesian filmmakers in the future. At the opening of Indonesia-Iran Movie Week in Jakarta on Friday, February 21st, the director, Babak Haceh Pasha, considers both Indonesian and Iranian people have many cultural interactions. Pasha stressed that the collaboration should involve local stories so that the movies produced have their own identity.
باعث افتخار منه و عزیزان مادرم اندونزی برادران ما هستن و هنرمندان بسیار.
It should be my honor and our counterparts from Indonesia are our brothers and they are very few artists. I hope this happens and we can work together. The most important thing is that we, whether Iranian or Indonesian artists, should realize that we have to stand on our own feet and make films that are part of the story and life of our countries. Babak Haceh Pasha is an Iranian filmmaker, screenwriter and actor whose film, In the Arms of the Three, represented Iran at the 2025 Academy Awards, commonly known as the Oscars. It became the first movie screened at the opening event, which Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadlizon, personally attended. Indonesia-Iran Movie Week, presented to celebrate 75 years of relations between Indonesia and Iran, was screened for Iranian and for Indonesian films. Rama Siti Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with Indonesia commemorates National Waste Awareness Day every year on February 21st. This commemoration is commemorated based on the tragedy of the collapse of the Lewi Gajah final waste disposal site in Cimahi, West Java. The tragic event even claimed lives. The tragedy occurred on February 21st, 2005, which became a turning point for waste management in Indonesia. Based on the website of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry of the Republic of Indonesia, the 2025 National Waste Awareness Day commemoration carries the theme Collaboration for a Clean Indonesia. According to the Ministry of Environment and Forestry website, waste management has become a global and national issue that is still a problem and continues to be resolved. The objectives of the National Waste Awareness Day commemoration include strengthening the commitment and active role of local governments in implementing waste management. That's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, and coming up next, here is commentary entitled Moving Together for a Cleaner Indonesia. Today's commentary entitled Moving Together for a Cleaner Indonesia. This year's National Waste Awareness Day, which falls on February 21st, is more than just a commemoration, but a call to action. The theme, Collaboration for a Clean Indonesia, is very relevant, especially after the collapse of the Lewi Gajah landfill in Cimahi, West Java, some time ago. This incident illustrates how urgent it is to improve waste management. National Waste Awareness Day 2025 invites the public to address the waste problem, starting from its source, namely each home. It is time for the public to rethink how to manage environmentally oriented waste every day. Small steps such as sorting waste, recycling, and reducing consumption can have a big impact when done together. If everyone participates, the results can create a cleaner and healthier environment for the future. The challenges in addressing the waste problem are real, and they are getting bigger. As the amount of waste increases, its negative impact on our planet is also increasingly felt. However, changes for the better are still very possible if they start from each individual. By making sustainable choices and working together, the negative impact on the environment can be reduced. Therefore, people need to build habits that will last in the long term in managing waste. People should be more aware of the waste produced in everyday life and take the necessary steps to make changes. Through collaboration and small changes in daily routines, people can contribute to a cleaner and greener Indonesia. That was commentary from Voice of Indonesia. Quote of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk.
Could this be that real love I've been missing? Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Mudahnya kau buat di timah. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomacy Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, I'd like to remind you all that you can send us your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram @VOI_official, or WhatsApp number +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Takes you Taman Sari, which means beautiful garden, that was originally a garden or palace garden of the Keraton Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat. Taman Sari complex was constructed in stages during the reign of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The construction began in 1758 AD and the key parts of the complex were completed in 1765 AD. Taman Sari covers an area of more than 10 hectares and includes 57 buildings. Its existence can be compared to the Taman Sari in Surakarta, Central Java, and Bogor Botanical Gardens in West Java, which serve as the palace garden of the Bogor Palace. The first impression you get when entering Taman Sari is coolness and tranquility, as you can hear the gentle sound of water in the distance. The design of Taman Sari was based on the ideas of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, while the technical drawings were done by a Portuguese national known as Demang Teguh. The project was initially led by Tumenggung Mangundipuro, who was later replaced by Prince Notokusumo. Based on its design, Taman Sari complex can be divided into at least four parts. The first part is an artificial lake to the west. The next part is the building south of the artificial lake, including Umbul Binangun Bathing Place. The third part is Pasarayan Ledok Sari and Gargitawati Pond, located south of the second part. The last section is to the east of the first and second sections, expanding eastwards to the southeast of the Maganan complex. In the past, Sari Garden was also a meeting place for the royal family and a bathing place for the sons and daughters of the palace nobles. Listener, Taman Sari Yogyakarta is located in Patehan, Keraton District, Yogyakarta City, Special Region of Yogyakarta. This tourism attraction is only 1.6 kilometers from Yogyakarta's 0-kilometer point, with a travel time of 6 minutes by motorcycle. The entrance fee is quite affordable. And here, you can walk through the entire Taman Sari complex, which is surrounded by local residents' homes. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Sahabatku. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Semua takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, telah terukir nyata. Takkan pernah terulang untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila rindu meninggalkan luka.
better off since you came by. Still I can't see you straight in the eye. My oh my, I adore everything that you are. I can feel all the rush in every time.
Listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku.
Which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa.
Which means taste.
Ayam betutu.
Which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang.
Which means roasted.
Tungku.
Which means stove.
Oven.
Which means oven.
Sama-sama.
Which means equally.
Enak.
Which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus, direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran, restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear the statement,
rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression,
baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
di dalam oven. Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik.
Which means whether or both and
maupun, maupun.
Which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut, baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok, sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut, baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok, sangat indah.
Which means, the underwater landscape, both in Wakatobi and Lombok, is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled satu bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu.
Dear listener, I wish I could play this song longer, but unfortunately, I have to sign out from the show. So, we thank you so much for joining us on the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Stay tuned for another interesting edition with the English service of Voice of Indonesia on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat bergabung pendengar di seluruh dunia. Kembali lagi bersama saya Agus Antika dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia, hanya di Voice of Indonesia. Satu jam ke depan kita akan menemani Anda dengan informasi terkini, musik Indonesia yang berkualitas, dan suasana santai yang menghangatkan pastinya. Diawali dengan berita terkini dari tanah air bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Pertamina berkomitmen jaga ketahanan energi nasional. Bank Indonesia buka peluang penurunan suku bunga, tunggu dinamika global. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. PT Pertamina Persero berkomitmen menjaga ketahanan energi nasional dengan menyiapkan kebutuhan energi masyarakat dan dari hulu hingga hilir. Pada rapat dengar pendapat dengan Komisi 12 DPR RI, Wakil Direktur Utama Pertamina, Wiko Migantoro menegaskan, transformasi di Pertamina menjadi salah satu kunci keberhasilan perusahaan untuk tumbuh dan berkembang. Menurutnya, melalui transformasi holding dan subholding, perusahaan mampu bergerak lebih ramping dan gesit sehingga mendorong tren kerja yang apik di setiap lini usaha. Wiko dalam keterangannya di Jakarta menegaskan, Pertamina juga telah mempersiapkan langkah strategis 2025. Menurutnya, Pertamina telah memiliki strategi dual growth strategy, di antaranya memaksimalkan legasi bisnis seperti peningkatan produksi hulu, membangun fleksibilitas kilang dan bisnis retail, serta membangun bisnis karbon rendah. Menteri Koordinator Bidang Perekonomian Erlangga Hartarto bersama Menteri Perdagangan Budi Santoso dan Menteri Perlindungan Pekerja Migran Indonesia Abdul Kadir Karding meluncurkan Pameran Dagang Trade Expo Indonesia atau TEI ke-40 di Kantor Kementerian Perdagangan Jakarta. TEI ke-40 dijadwalkan berlangsung pada 15 hingga 19 Oktober 2025 di Indonesia Convention Exhibition atau AIS Bumi Serpong Damai, Kabupaten Tangerang, Banten. Menko Erlangga mengapresiasi Kemendag atas terselenggaranya TEI dari tahun ke tahun. Ia berharap ekspor yang semakin meningkat akan berkontribusi terhadap pertumbuhan ekonomi Indonesia. Sementara itu, Menteri Perdagangan Budi Santoso menargetkan capaian transaksi TEI ke-40 sebesar $16.5 miliar. Selain itu, ia juga menarikkan TEI ke-40 diikuti sekitar 1.500 peserta pameran, 5.000 pembeli atau buyer dari seluruh dunia, serta dihadiri sekitar 30.000 pengunjung. Gubernur Bank Indonesia Ferry Warjio menyatakan masih terdapat ruang untuk menurunkan BI rates. Namun waktu pelaksananya akan bergantung pada dinamika global. Ferry Warjio dalam konferensi pers rapat Dewan Gubernur BI di Jakarta menjelaskan, inflasi Indonesia yang rendah menjadi salah satu faktor yang memungkinkan penurunan suku bunga lebih lanjut. Langkah ini juga sejalan dengan upaya Bank Sentral dalam mendorong pertumbuhan ekonomi nasional.
Ketidakpastian global yang tetap tinggi ini terus memerlukan penguatan respon kebijakan yang terus ditingkatkan sehingga dapat memitigasi dampak rambatannya untuk menjaga stabilitas dan mendorong pertumbuhan ekonomi domestik. Pertumbuhan ekonomi Indonesia tetap baik dan perlu terus didorong. Pada triwulan 4 2024, pertumbuhan tercatat sebesar 5,02% year on year, meningkat dari 4,95% year on year pada triwulan sebelumnya. Sehingga secara keseluruhan tahun 2024 mencapai 5,03% year on year.
Lebih lanjut, Ferry menjelaskan Bank Indonesia sebelumnya telah memangkas suku bunga acuan sebesar 25 basis poin pada Januari 2025 menjadi 5,75%. Keputusan tersebut diambil sebagai respon terhadap